Before we get into the podcast, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, FLK_4Blocks56, all capitals, and NBA4Blocks, all capitals. There's a space between the NBA and 4Blocks. So, yeah, and also go follow my Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Twitch. My Instagram is at FLK_4Blocks56, all lowercase. My Twitter is at FLK_4Blocks56, but it's all uppercase, and my TikTok is at FLK_4Blocks56, all lowercase, and my Twitch is 4Blocks56. So make sure you go follow me after you listen to this podcast, and yeah, let's get started. Welcome to another episode of the 4Blocks NFL Podcast. I'm here, of course, with my friend Brian Marin. Say hi. You go follow him on social media. His Instagram and TikTok is at the Baker Plates, all lowercase. His Twitter is at Brian Marin, the B in Brian and the M in Marin is all uppercase, and there are no spaces. And also, make sure that you go subscribe to our vlog channel and subscribe to his channel as well. Our vlog channel is the Vendettas. There is a space between the and Vendettas. And make sure that you go subscribe to his main channel, the Baker Plays. There's a space between Baker and Plays, but there's not a space between the and Baker. And, yeah. Now, before we start with the video or the podcast that we're going to do, not video, it's obviously going to be the week two predictions. We are going to talk about the Thursday night game that happened last night. So, the Browns did win against the Bengals 35-30. I actually thought that the Bengals had a chance to win, although I had an equal that they could lose as well, but I actually thought that they were going to win. But they did not win. So, do you think that the Browns are going to do better than the Bengals, or vice versa?
I think the Browns are still going to be better. They're by a game, though. I think the Browns are going to go 6-10, and the Bengals are going to go 5-11.
Yeah, like same. But I would say I would switch it around. Like the Bengals go 6-10, the Browns go 5-11, or the Browns do worse because the Bengals are not going any higher than 7-9.
All right. Anyways,
yeah, but start with that. Now, the Bears, it's like the only reason why they won last week against Detroit was because of DeAndre Swift. But at the same time, you got to give a little bit of credit to that offense. So, I'm going to say that the Bears win, but it's going to be a one touchdown game. I'm saying 28-21 Bears.
I'm thinking it's going to be an upset. Giants win 27-24. You know, they did pretty good against the Steelers defense. They didn't win, but they did okay. And now with, you know, the Bears also have a good defense, but I don't think they're better than the Steelers defense. You can argue with that. But, you know, I think if the Bears can barely beat the Lions – and the Lions and Giants are kind of, you know, the same. And if that's going to happen, and if the Giants don't choke, I think they can win it.
Well, yeah, they have an equal chance of losing, but I think that the Bears are going to win. Next, we got the Los Angeles Rams and the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, the Rams are coming up off of a win against the Cowboys, sorry. And the Eagles are coming off a loss to the Washington football team. Oh my god. They lost to the Washington football team. Boom. Rams are gonna win 35-0. Just kidding, they're not winning 35-0. I'm saying 12-9.
The literal easiest division in football. Imagine having the literal easiest division in football and the best team.
Yeah. But
what, and one season football team?
Imagine a team called the football team being the leader in your division. The Rams are still gonna win, though. I'm predicting 12-9.
Yeah, I'm thinking the Rams. I'm thinking the Rams win. Yeah, I'm thinking the Rams win 28-14.
Okay. Yeah.
Brendan?
Okay. Next, we got the Falcons and the 8-8 team. I mean the Cowboys. Why do I keep messing that up? But The Falcons are coming off a loss against the Seahawks, which I predicted that. But the Cowboys, or as we like to call them, the Cowgirls, come off a loss to the Rams. And again, if you are in a division where a team called the football team is your leader, you're probably not going to do good. So I'm predicting that the Cowboys are going to lose to the Falcons in a one-touchdown game, 28-21.
I'm predicting the Cowboys take a fat L, lose to the Falcons, 21-14.
So next we got the Panthers and the Bucks. Now, we all knew, well, not all of us, but most of us thought that the Saints were going to win, and they did. So no surprise there for me, that is. Maybe for you listening to this. Well, first of all, thank you for listening to this. But second of all,
didn't you predict?
No, I think I predicted the Saints to win. Yeah.
No, you predicted the Bucks.
I don't know. I think that I thought that the Saints were gonna win. Even if I predicted the Bucks, I still thought that the Saints were gonna win. But and they did. But I believe that the Bucks are gonna pick up their first win of the season and their first win with Tom Brady and Gronk. I'm saying that they are going to win by 10 points. I'm saying they're going to win 20-10.
I'm thinking Bucks barely sneak by 35-28.
Okay, I see you. Now we're going to skip the 49ers Jets and the Steelers and Broncos game. And we're going to leave those for last. But next, we got the Jaguars and Titans. Now, the Jaguars are coming off a win against the Colts, and when you have Mr. Interception on the other team, you're probably going to win. So, but C.J. Henderson did actually play good there, but it was mostly because of Phillip Rivers. Mm-hmm. But the Colts, I thought that the Colts were going to win. Mm-hmm. Guess not. But I think that the Titans are going to win because they did come off a win against the Broncos 16-13. It was a really close game. I don't know how, but it was. And here we are. But anyways, I think the Titans are going to win 20, but that's rehash. I'm saying 24-20.
Yeah. I think with Derrick Henry,
that's what I'm saying.
You know, just Derrick Henry, dude. Derrick Henry is going to win it. Derrick Henry's going to win it over the Jaguars, 28-14. I'm thinking Derrick Henry beats the Jaguars.
Okay.
No. It's not the Titans.
I know. It's the Derrick Henry team. Derrick Henry team. Plus Jadeveon Clowney. That's it. Kind of.
All right. Now,
coming off of a loss to the Bears, but again, they lost because of DeAndre Swift. The rest of that game, they did pretty fine. Now, I'm not saying they're going to win, but they are going to make it a pretty, pretty close game. I'm saying they win by a field goal, 17-14.
Yeah, that's a pretty good prediction. I'm thinking...
And by they, I mean
the Lions by taking
L. Hold on, can I speak to that? By they, I mean the Packers, not the Lions, if you were wondering.
Yeah, I'm thinking Packers lose 28 to no, I mean Lions lose 27-23.
Okay. All now right, the Dolphins again are coming off of a loss to the Patriots, but they did keep it within a 10-point range. Maybe they went 14 points one time, but maybe they didn't. I don't know. But they did actually like hold the Patriots in a way to like where they didn't score more points. Like that could have been the Patriots could have scored 42 points, but they didn't. So the Dolphins are still gonna lose, but I'm predicting a 10-point game again. I'm saying they lose 27-17.
You know, no offense, I kind of think the Dolphins are a little bit better than the Jets.
I wouldn't say so, but That's just my opinion.
So I think they're going to lose 14 to 21. 7-1.
Okay. Next, we got the Vikings and the Colts. Now, again, the Vikings are coming off a loss to the Packers, but that game was a shootout, and the Packers had the lead from the start to the end. But the Vikings at times seemed like they could come back. So I'm predicting that the Vikings win against the Phillip Rivers team, a.k.a. the interception team, a.k.a. the Colts. I'm saying they win by 3 points. I'm saying 27 to 24.
I'm thinking Vikings win 21-14. You know, the Colts are never really a high-scoring team. You know, it's always average for them.
Okay, I see where you're going. All right. Next, we got the
football team, yes, and the Cardinals.
And I think we all know who's going to win. The football team. They're going to win. They're going to win a million. No, just kidding. Never mind.
I'm saying Cardinals win 28-7.
Yeah, same. Cardinals win 28-7.
Destroyed. You know, the Cardinals beat the
49ers.
And I'm pretty sure the 49ers
might be like competition. I'm not saying they are, but they might be. By the end of the season, we'll see. Yes,
they have a slight chance.
But if they win like more of these games, they're going to be a competitive team. Not now, but maybe in the future they will.
Yeah.
Don't know yet. Okay, next we're going to go into the Ravens and Texans. The Texans are coming off a loss to the Chiefs, which we all expected that they were going to lose. So, what was the surprise there? But with the loss,
dude, that's kind of that must be annoying for the Texans. Both 2 weeks in a row they have to play the Chiefs.
Yeah,
best
that
team
is
in the league.
That's got to be tough. Like, man. But I'm predicting that the Ravens obviously are going to win. But I'm predicting they're going to win by. I'm predicting they're going to win. By 6 points, I'm predicting that the Texans are going to miss an extra point, and I'm saying they win 28-20.
Yeah, I'm saying Ravens take a win 28-21. Lamar
the most common like score for this is 28-21. Just saying.
All right, now we got the Chiefs and the Chargers.
And here we go. The Chiefs are obviously going to win because, you know, they're the Chiefs. And, yeah, they're the better team. It's like maybe they will win a couple of times, like, through the season. But they're mostly going to win all their games. So.
I'm saying
17 to nothing. Yeah, I'm saying 21 to nothing, Chiefs. Next, we got the Seahawks and the Patriots. This is a rematch of Super Bowl 49. And if the Seahawks make the right decisions, then they might win this game. And I'm predicting that they are. I'm saying that they are going to win by 7 points. I'm saying they're going to win 35-28.
I'm saying Seahawks win 45-42.
Okay.
Yes.
See, we both got.
Call me crazy. It's going to be a very high scoring game.
So.
Cam Newton. Yeah. And Russell Wilson.
The high score games. Yeah. Now, for the last game, before we go to our favorite team games, we got the Saints and the Raiders. Now, the Raiders did pick up a win against the Panthers last week. But, hey, we all expected it. And, again, the Saints won to the Bucks. But, hey, I expected that. So, I'm predicting that the Saints are going to win.
But you, even though you said the Bucks that would win against the Saints.
Stop bringing that up! I didn't say that! No, I didn't!
Yes, you did. You said they'd win 35-30.
I never said that! Why did I ever say that?
That's what you said on the podcast.
Go back to the podcast! All
right.
What? But what?
I
whatever!
Okay, okay. Saints win 28-14.
I'm saying Saints win 28-7.
Okay.
We all know who's going to win here. The
Well, I don't. We don't really.
Kind of, but Steelers are going to win. I'm saying 3 points. Saying they win 24-21. That reasonable for you?
I'm thinking they win by six.
Okay, I see your point. Now, we got the Jets versus the 49ers. Now, before we get to this, why do the Jets have to verse both of the Super Bowl contenders? They have to verse both of them. They have to verse the Chiefs and the 49ers.
That works.
That's just bad luck.
I think for Jets lose 21.
No. They're losing 28-0. No. Seriously. Like, that's my prediction. Mm. I'm being honest. I'm not being biased. That's what I think they're going to do. I'm saying the 49ers win 28-0. But that is going to do it for our podcast. Right. Make sure you go subscribe to our YouTube channels and also our vlog channel. Which we both are a part of. Make sure you go follow our Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Twitch. Those will all be in the description. Well, not description. Everything. I meant those are on all social medias. You can check us out. But Brian is not on Twitch, and I am, so you can't find him on Twitch, but you can find me on Twitch.
Yeah.
But we'll see you next episode. Bye!